coming to YouTube. Don't miss WDW News Tonight's Sci-Fi Live-In Special. See the horror of liquid magic. Special guest appearance by Cornak the Magnificent. See the unmitigated terror of Who Wants to Win a Lot of Corbucks. And more next week, Thursday, May 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern on WDW News Tonight's Sci-Fi Live-In Special. Be there. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 29th, 2022. But before we get to that, a quick plug for our Rebecca the Male Black Swan shirt, celebrating our beloved feathered friend who's no longer with us at Animal Kingdom in the Oasis. It's a great shirt, and 100% of the proceeds, we don't make a dime, 100% of the proceeds go to the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund, which is a wonderful thing. So go pick it up at carouselofproducts.com and stay tuned. I know you just saw the teaser for that sci-fi episode. We have an exciting new product coming your way next Thursday on that show, so stay tuned for that. As Disney celebrates halfway to Halloween, they have finally announced the return of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom. A rare positive story, folks. How about that? Party is a separately ticketed event. It'll run from August 12th through October 31st on select nights. It has not occurred since 2019, of course. It was canceled in 2020 due to COVID. And in 2021, they did Disney After Hours Boo Bash, which some feared would end up being the permanent offering. Well, it's not. Tickets for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party go on sale May 12th. And tickets for Not-So-Scary may be purchased online or by calling 407-939-4240 beginning May 18th. On May 12th, they become available for Walt Disney World Resort guests. By the way, ticket prices will range from $109 to $199 a ticket. Pass holders and Vacation Club members may purchase tickets for $10 off on select dates. So one of the most exciting things is a whole lot of entertainment is coming back along with the event, including the Headless Horseman, who will ride through the park to kick off Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade. Glad to see that back. Trick-or-treating return sponsored by Mars, with a reusable trick-or-treat bag featuring a 50th anniversary celebration and Halloween design. Then you could join the Sanderson sisters during the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular stage show. You have meet and greets with various characters in their Halloween costumes, although Clown Eeyore is all that matters to me. Overlays will return to Space Mountain, the Mad Tea Party, Pirates of the Caribbean, and my personal favorite, the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Then the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington, will host Disney's Not-So-Spooky Spectacular, the fireworks show. As well, themed food and beverage offerings will be there. And as, in honor of the 50th anniversary, guests will enjoy event-exclusive step-in photo opportunities. And then in addition to the reusable trick-or-treat tote bag, guests will also receive a Halloween-themed 50th anniversary commemorative print. Can I just say something here for a moment? If this tote bag is not just plastic and is actually a nice thing, and you get that and a print, that's a really nice thing. I think it's wonderful that you get free keepsakes, free. I mean, you paid for a ticket, but I think it's nice to actually hand people things at these events. The Disneyland After Dark night events, they always hand you something on the way out. I just think it's a really nice thing to do. Disney also released a sneak peek of some of the new Halloween merchandise that'll be coming later this year to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and Shop Disney. There'll be an orange and black spirit jersey decorated with Mickey dressed as a pumpkin and ghosts. There'll be a new Mickey pumpkin bubble wand and orange mini ear headband. There'll be a matching Mickey and Minnie Halloween pajama set. And no outfit is complete without a Loungefly mini backpack. And this one is covered in candy and Disney characters dressed for the holiday. Oogie Boogie mini ears can go perfectly with a Jack and Sally crossbody bag. And an entire collection will be themed after the original spooky, scary skeletons from Walt Disney's Silly Symphony's Skeleton Dance. This includes a crew neck, a hooded sweatshirt, and a zip-up jacket. Fans of the Haunted Mansion will love this new purple wallpaper knit duster and Constance the Bride backpack. And a Hocus Pocus cauldron mug and corksicle will be flying into the parks as well. The Disney Parks blog Twitter account shared an image with the caption, "Fortune awaits, none can hide, Magic Band Plus coming later this year to Walt Disney World." This references the FCC filing Disney made using the example of the Magic Band Plus in Galaxy's Edge. Quote, "Play like a bounty hunter in a galaxy far, far away and find virtual bounties throughout Black Spire Outpost and Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios." We don't know exactly what this means, but this is exciting to me. I would love to see more things along the lines of Galactic Star Cruiser in the land. And if the $80-something dollar Magic Band unlocks it, oh well, I guess I'll buy one then. It's exciting to see. WDW News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort Hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Round trip is $34 for adults, $25 for children, two and under ride free. And to reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. As reported last summer, Walt Disney World is installing a new giant billboard-type artwork display on International Drive. The art display wraps around the corner of a parking garage. Right now, just the billboard supports are in place and not the screen. And the wavy billboard will be on two sides of the garage. This is actually supposedly the largest one of these that's ever been built. So I know it is just an advertisement, but it's kind of neat that this is going to be a first of its kind mega display, essentially. And look forward to seeing it finish. A new push pop inspired by a stretching portrait of the Haunted Mansion has materialized at Sleepy Hollow in Magic Kingdom. This pop is inspired by the old woman sitting on a gravestone, while the last one was inspired by the men in quicksand. The originally announced tightrope walker push pop has yet to come to fruition. But the Lady on the Gravestone 50th Chilling Chamber pop has citrus cake crumbs, raspberry buttercream, and blue crisp pearls for $5.49, the review on our website. A special character meet and greet inspired by the Sanderson sisters and other new experiences will debut on Disney Cruise Line's Halloween on the High Seas sailings this year. Halloween on the High Seas will debut an all-new character meet and greet exclusively for Disney Cruise Line guests. And while all characters on the ship will adorn Halloween costumes, Minnie Mouse, Daisy Duck, and Clarabelle Cow will debut a never-before-seen look as they dress up as the iconic Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus. It's pretty cool. During its inaugural season of Halloween cruises this fall, the Disney Wish will introduce a unique twist on Halloween on the High Seas. The centerpiece of every ship during the sailings is the signature magical pumpkin tree that towers in the atrium lobby, each with jack-o'-lanterns and flickering lights. But aboard the Wish, guests will witness the debut of an all-new tree in the Cinderella-inspired Grand Hall. This tree, named Boo, features lighter bark, graceful branches, and a mystical face. The legend behind it states it grew beautiful gourds with the help of a wishing star. The best pumpkin of them all was destined to grant a very special wish, and that moment came when a carriage was needed to send a fair maiden to a royal soiree. The perfect pumpkin became the coach that carried Cinderella to the ball. Other frighteningly fun experiences aboard Halloween on the High Seas sailings include Mickey's Mouse Charade Party, a fun-filled costume party for families and Disney characters, villainous takeovers in the adult-exclusive venues, Halloween-themed movies on Funnel Vision, and even a ghostly take on ship announcements. Halloween on the High Seas voyages will be offered aboard select sailings in September and October, departing from ports in Miami and Port Canaveral, Florida, San Diego, and New York City. Each cruise will take families to destinations including the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Bermuda, Canada, and Mexico. And all sailings from Port Canaveral and Miami will include a stop at Castaway Key, Disney's private island. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let the team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.